the rest of the story. Eli Samuel Parker, Lieutenant Colonel Eli Samuel Parker. You're a history student, you know that name. He was a Civil War hero, Assistant Chief Administrative Aide to General Ulysses Grant. The relationship of Parker and Grant began in Grant's hometown, Galena, Illinois, in 1860, when Parker was a civil engineer and Grant was a clerk in a harness store. They became good friends. In the war, they campaigned side by side from Vicksburg to Richmond, and they were still together when Lee surrendered at Appomattox. But this is the rest of the story. As a young man, many years before that significant meeting in a harness store in Galena, Eli Parker found most doors closed to him. Growing up in an environment teeming with racial prejudice, Parker struggled to fit into the white man's world. His first book learning took place in a missionary school. He wanted to become a lawyer, but after 3 years working in a law office, he was refused admittance to the bar because of his race. So he searched for a school that would accept him, and he was accepted by the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and he graduated an engineer. Soon he was employed as such. His first projects were on the Erie Canal. Later, the United States government would ask him to supervise the construction of buildings and levees. And then in 1860, his official responsibilities took him to Galena, and eventually it was the friend he met there, a former Army captain named Grant, who cut through enough Union red tape to get Eli Parker commissioned. Captain Parker's valor at Vicksburg would win him a promotion, and his expertise contributed in no small way to the eventual victory of the North. But this I've neglected to mention. Among the personal compromises of Eli Samuel Parker in the painstaking process of becoming accepted in white society was the changing of his rightful name. Originally, his name was Donahagawa, meaning keeper of the western door of the longhouse of the Iroquois. For the home of Eli Parker's birth was the Tonawanda Reservation in New York State. Eli Parker was a Native American, and if you have never known him, I hope now you'll never forget him, for you'll recall that he was present with his friend Ulysses Grant from Vicksburg to Richmond to Appomattox. He, Lieutenant Colonel Parker, was there for the ceremony of surrender when Lee laid down his sword, the sword that Eli Parker's pen was mightier than. For as inevitably engineering must involve artistry, Eli Parker was undeniably artistic. So when it came time to handwrite the terms of the surrender, and when it became evident that nobody else present felt equal to that task, right there on the spot, the Union commander, remembering Parker's excellent, elegant penmanship, handed the clean sheets of paper to the Iroquois colonel, and history was inscribed thereon. And now may you always know that as surely as the saga of the white man and his red brother is written in blood, it was the hand of a man named Donahogawa, an American Indian, that wrote the white man's peace. That is the rest of the story.